Well, welcome. Good to see everyone here. Let's just give the kids, the young adults, a big hand, all right? Oh, my gosh. Lordy be. In case they don't know it, I like love them to death. I mean, it's just amazing. I just love these kids and young adults. It's so fascinating to see them up here and just, planting seeds of Christ, and they go out into this dark world and God's got them in his hand. So hallelujah. So a nice song to introduce, start off with this Christmas is joy to the world. And so let me just open this up more to prayer. Okay, dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you that we can come together this evening at Christmas Eve and just focus on you, focus on your wonderful birth, and just how you changed the world through that. And so we thank you for that. And you want us to always remember, always give glory to what a wonderful occasion that was. This world changed our lives. And so, God, we give you all thanks. And I pray just the few words I speak this evening will touch people's heart, minister to them in some way, God, of your glory. And so I just ask your blessing on that. Anoint me, the Spirit, that I could just say, just some encouraging things from you, and each heart would be open to receive it. We give you thanks in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen? Amen. Okay, joy to the world. Why? Because the whole song and everything is Jesus is coming, and Jesus is light. And the whole point we're kind of focused on this evening is that Jesus is light. He is light. And he uses that term a lot. And so when we look back, and, most of us could recite the account of Jesus and his birth. I was sharing with a friend, and I said, I really love the story of Jesus. He goes, it's not a story. It's an account. So he scarred me for life. I almost said story, and I thought, anyway, it's the account of Jesus' birth. But as we look at this, I want to, kind of look at a little different perspective. Like when we see this, when we see and understand and all that, and we see a baby in a manger. And that's true. That's factually what it was, a baby in a manger. But in our physical senses and everything, that's what we see, is a baby in a manger. But what you see that God sees, what he actually sees, and he sees the light of the world. Now, that's what God sees. So you see this baby, and we're just like, oh, it's good. He sees the light of the world. God has just moved to change everything forever with this baby, and he sees light. I mean, you talk about having a vision for your children. He has a vision for Jesus, Of course, Jesus, incarnate deity, living with us. But still, he comes as a baby, and his name was Jesus. And God says, I see this is the light of the world. And that's his perspective. And I think it's good to think about that sometimes. In John chapter 1, verse 9, says this. It says, the true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. Now, somebody just read that. So what's that? You go, well, the true light who's coming into the world. We know it's who? Jesus. So he said, the true light, Jesus, which coming into the world for everyone. Coming in the world for everyone. And these interesting words he used. So, joy to the world, hallelujah. This baby, God's only son, comes into the world through the Virgin Mary. And this Jesus will pay the penalty for our sins so that we may have eternal life. I wish I had a little baby here. I said, man, that's a lot to put on a baby. This is God's perspective. This is how it's moved. Also, and I don't ever like to bring this up, but there was an adversary, the devil. He knew this one, for him, this is big trouble, So he was totally aware of that. But so we have this picture of this baby, and I love, mentioned it last week's service, it's like, Mary, did you know? Did you really know? And the answer, in case you want to know, is no. She didn't have a clue, okay? I mean, it said, you're going to kid's going to be king. She said, well, you know, I'm going to have a couple of things going to have to happen before that works out, you know. So she didn't know. She did not know. But God knew. He knew from that moment where he was going and what was going to happen with that baby. So God sees the light of the world in that manger, in that manger. And so God sent this baby, his only begotten son, and his ultimate vision is John 3:16. We all know that was God's vision from the beginning. John 3:16. For God so loved the world, he gave his only son, Jesus, that whoever believes in him, Jesus, should not perish and have eternal life. Same message as in chapter 1. He just repeats it over and over again. This baby had a purpose. This baby had a purpose from a baby. Now I just feel like throwing this in there. Your babies have a purpose. He's like, I don't know. You know what? God knows. And then the most amazing thing, he gave them to you to steward up to their purpose. Gave them to you. It's like, really? You know, I think maybe we need a tutor. You know, this is a big deal. But here's a dynamic that's being set up about Jesus, but it's been also set up for all believers. That these children that we have are special. God knows their name before birth, and he gives them the name at conception. These are these kids. You know, I just want to go out there, say, clean up your room. And I think they should clean up their room. By the way, you know, I bet Jesus cleaned up his room. I just bet. Probably didn't have to tell him. Maybe. But, no, okay, that's clean up there. But no, God's got these kids. There's a purpose for these kids, you know. And it's like, well, God, what do we do? Well, you'll know. I'll tell you. You know, it's like that. So that's what we're looking at. Now, what we have here, and specifically back to Jesus, and granted, I recognize that Jesus was God, you know, in a human body, all right? Now, some of your children may think they're God in a human body, but they're really not, okay? You have to mold them a little bit, and they can receive Christ. But even with Jesus, we have some insights how God created us. And so here we have this picture, and what we have is God sent Jesus, who he calls light. God sent Jesus, light, into darkness. And just think about that for a minute. What was going on in the world? In the world, what was going on? Darkness. And what he did, we need some light. This thing is really dark. What do we do? I sent Jesus, and he's light. He's light. See, I have been told that you can stand, some of these massive stadiums are built, football stadiums. I mean, it's unbelievable. I've been told you can turn on pitch dark, it's just black, and you stand in the middle of the field and strike a match, and you can see it from all parts of the field. One match. I mean, we want, you know, like a bonfire, you know, something like that. But it's like, you strike a match, and you can see it. You can see it. This actually explains a lot, you know. Here's the world, it's dark. How do you get it light? Strike a match. You know, and it flees, you know, and the darkness flees from it, and you see it more than you can ever comprehend, more than you can ever comprehend. So God sent Jesus, light into the darkness. Now, you probably have a question, why don't people come to the light? I mean, you're in a football stadium, somebody struck a match, you know. Why don't people come to the light? Jesus is the light. Why don't people come to the light? Well, I'm going to read to you what God says. Now, you're not going to like it, you know, but this is what God says, why people don't come to the light of Jesus. And it's in John 3:19. It says this, the light has come into the world. Amen? That's what we've been talking to the whole time. The light has come into the world. And people love the darkness rather than the light because their works were evil. And he said, well, I want another explanation. You know? No, this is God's explanation. And when he looked, that's his explanation. I mean, what you're going to end up, you push it far enough, you're going to be arguing that with God. Well, wait a minute. I'm better than him, and you let him in, and her. You know, it's like, no, I didn't. No, you didn't come to me. Well, here's the reason why. No, that's not why you didn't come to me. You didn't come to me because you love darkness and your deeds are evil. That's what he's going to tell you. Okay? So, by the way, we're here. Hallelujah. We came to the light. All right? I mean, those folks, if they make their decision, that's fine. And so, and you have, again, in John 3:19, he says, the light has come into the world, and people have loved darkness rather than light because their works were evil. Now, however, we're singing joy to the world, absolute joy to the world. Why? Because Jesus still draws people from darkness to light. Now, understand, you have to process. You know, we can get all confused and a bunch of stuff, you know. But what he does, when you look at it, what he's saying here, Jesus still is the light, and he is still drawing people to them, drawing them from darkness to light. I mean, and what Jesus is doing, he's just shining a light, and people are taking that step. Or, you know, people say, well, I want darkness. I like my own way here. You know, but no, that light, Jesus said, no, I'm making that light available. I'm making that light available, and we praise God that we are here. Most of us would probably say, because we saw that light. Now, how did we see it? Somebody shared something with us, something happened, this, that, and the other. But bottom line, it was like, no, Jesus is the Christ. He's the light. Now, we may not have said he was the light, but he is the light. When we say he is the Christ, you know, it's like, and he is the light. So we understand that. So that's so powerful as we look at that and knowing that Jesus still draws people to the light. Now, it says in John 8:12, you notice how much time I'm spending in John. It's a great book to read. Jesus spoke to them saying, I am the light of the world. Well, that kind of pretty nails it right there. I mean, now he's an adult and he just picks up where God left off. He said, I'm the light. By the way, I am the light. I am the light. So, here we have Jesus says, I am the light of the world. And then he says this, whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have light of life. I mean, just put it in this, like I said, we get confused. The terminology is dark. We see the light. Then we follow the light and we don't follow the darkness. Why? Because we saw the light. It's just that simple. It's just that simple. Because we know who Jesus is. Jesus is the light of the world. The light of the world. And he's the light of life. I just can't see anything. My life's just darkness. I don't know where to turn. Jesus is light. You'll start seeing where to turn. You'll see the direction. You'll see because he is the light and he will show you. Now, okay, so here we are. Joy to the world. Jesus Christ has brought a choice. Jesus Christ has brought a choice into the world, and we can choose light of life. I was talking to a guy one time, and I don't know, but he told me, he says, and we had a conversation with him. I had a conversation with him, and he says, not going to heaven, and he says, because I'm not chosen, and God didn't choose me. I said, well, here's the gospel. It says, whosoever believes. You know, whoso, explain that back to me. Well, I just, nope. He hasn't chose me, and I'm going to do this. And you just, I said, listen, you believe what you want to, but this is what I believe. You have a choice. You can do what you can say, call anything. You have a choice. Do what you want to. And this guy, actually, he walked off. He's on. Okay, I mean, but he made a choice. Now, I believe at this point, I kind of struck a match and held it up there, you know, in the football field. I'm saying, listen, no, this is the light. I served as a light by what God says. Jesus is the way. This is the light. And he chose to turn away. Now, what did the scriptures tell it? Why did he do that? Love darkness more than light. His deeds were evil. Now, he didn't tell me God didn't choose it. No, but that's not what it was. That's what Scripture says. I mean, I don't know anything about the guy. But do you see what I'm saying? Don't be confused. We get all confused. Don't let the world confuse us, and don't let a lot of words confuse us. And so we have a choice. And then 1 John, by the way, John wrote the Gospel of John, and he also wrote 1 John. So I'm just hanging here with John. In 1 John 1:7, it says this. If we walk in the light, okay, what's the light? We all know what the light is. If you walk in Jesus, okay, I mean, they're synonymous. If we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship in one another. Now look, now here's the picture. He said, okay, you guys accepted Christ, followed the light. The light dwells in you, and you. So you got the light. You got the light. You like the light. He says you ought to get along. You all got the light, and you just submit to the light. You kind of come up where you ought to be, and so that's the whole point with the church. You got the light, therefore you are to look to the light, and God will give you direction. What if somebody doesn't? They like darkness rather than light, and their deeds are evil. Well, no, not really. They just have a different opinion. Well, that's your opinion. That's not what the Bible says. That's not what the Bible says. So I think even us Christians kind of slipped down that road a few times, you know. But anyway, so we have here the whole picture. We walk in the light as he's in the light, and we have fellowship with one another. And listen to this. This is walking in the light of Jesus. And the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from sin. Sin just washed away. My metaphorical, his blood. How do we get his blood to pour over us and wash away? We believe on him. And so the blood pours. Metaphorically, he said, metaphorically, this is what's going to happen. The blood's going to wash you and be clean. Oh, okay. But so he's trying to describe what happens. It's so connected to Jesus' life, and Jesus' life through his blood pours over us that we're cleansed from everything. Forever, no matter what anybody says. And then Jesus, and it says here, you walk in the light, and Jesus' blood cleanses you from all sins. Now, so joy to the world, Jesus the light cleanses us from all sin. Now we can walk in light. Now, I could go through some theology and all this kind of stuff, but just look, you walk in light, why? Because someone explained the light and you stepped to the light. You're walking in the light. You just stepped towards Jesus and you walked in light. And I take another step, walk. I mean, after a while, I said, man, I'm trucking along following Jesus in the light. You know, and so then therefore he is able to reveal things to you and show things because he is the light. You know, it's like following a flashlight. Okay, maybe that's a little overstatement. You know, but it's the same thing. It's the same thing. Okay, now what I'm going to do is summarize this real quickly. Just summarize the whole thing that I've been said, right? It said, God looked on the world and he saw darkness. I mean, that's the starting point. Oh, I see a bunch of these people and I'll pull them together and we'll revolt or something, you know. He saw darkness. That's all he saw. He saw God looked on the world and he saw darkness, spiritual darkness. Then what was his solution? What is his solution? He just sees spiritual. What is his solution? God sent Jesus into the world to bring light. He sent a baby. I mean, I always love like these management courses and these leadership courses and how to get things done. Okay, God, I want you to get safe. Okay, I'll send you a baby. Not even going to give them a motel room. They're going to have to stay in the manger. What's plan B? You know, I mean, what is this? I mean, that doesn't make sense to anybody. It doesn't make sense. But that's why he said, that's what he saw when he sent that baby. And he saw the view, and he knew what that baby was going to do. You know, and that's what he chose. So God sent Jesus in the world to bring light in a manger. In fact, when Jesus grew up, he said, quote, he says it several times, I am the light of the world. I mean, he took it on. Mary didn't know he is the light of the world. Joseph didn't know he's the light of the world. But Jesus knew he is the light of the world because God told him. God told him. And being God incarnate, I think there's some other, communication going on there. So, now what? The next thing Jesus did. Now, y'all know his 12 disciples, okay? And you know the whole list of them. And if you read about them, and I mean, these weren't your Harvard graduates. I mean, these guys weren't. Now, they read because the synagogue and the thing, they would teach them to read. But when you go down the list of them, these guys had issues. I mean, they really did have issues. And God chose, talk to them all the way. And again, the first thing you're thinking, all right, I am going to build an army, and I want the most gifted and powerful and smart and like that. And then you pull together, and that's what you do. I mean, that's what everything do. Everybody I know would do that except God. He wouldn't do that. He sent Jesus, and he picked these 12 guys. And one of them, I mean, God knew the beginning from the end, right? One of them was the thief. Now, he knew that. I don't know. But he picked 12 guys, okay? And then that they had to do some growing. They were just regular people. They were, in the Jewish time, at that time, they were regular people. Just regular. Maybe below regular a couple of times, like that. So what he did, he picked these 12 guys, and what did he do to them? I always love this. He told them he's going to leave, be crucified. He says, and he says, don't be sad because I'm going to be crucified, and you're going to do more than I. And they're going, I don't know about that. I don't know. That didn't make sense. It didn't make sense to them. Okay, it didn't make sense to them. So what he did, he gave them the message of light. And Jesus resurrected, went to heaven, and the disciples took his message of light to the world. Those 12 guys. By the way, the first preaching that they had in Jerusalem, giving the light, they had 3,000 converts. Those guys picked it up. I mean, they kind of picked it up. Peter come up and preached, and it's 3,000 people. It's like, you see, and they gave the message of light, the message of light. And then what happened when the disciples shared the message with these others, they shared the message. People will say, you can look in this historical book, Christianity is one of the fastest growing religions there ever was, covered the world. No armies, no revolutions, no nothing. It's just people talking. It's like that. You wouldn't believe what happened to me. Oh, my gosh. And it's all that. And see, what they're doing, it says, what happened? I don't know what happened. I'm going to tell you what happened to me. I'm going to tell you what happened to me. I mean, they didn't go, well, let me tell you what happened to Joe over there. They know. But you go, this is what happened to me. See, and so they received the light, and then they share the light. And it just spread one by one by one. Did you know the physical big churches didn't start until after 300 A.D.? Jesus was there 30 A.D. 300 A.D., they still didn't have any churches. They just had people talking about Jesus, And then now we got big churches talking about, giving and expenses and, how are we going to pay the electricity, They didn't have, because they didn't have any churches. Building churches, and they just met in homes and stuff all around. And so, but what did they? They shared the message, shared the light, just like Jesus did. Just like Jesus did. And humble beginnings is as a baby. And therefore, you know what Jesus says about believers? He said it out of his own mouth. He goes, you are the light of the world. There it is. You are the light of the world. So we go from Jesus' birth to we're the light of the world. I mean, that's where it is. It's starting that baby manger to us being the light of the world. What's going to change this world? Church. That's it. Come on, Lord. I mean, that's what the disciples said. Come on, Lord. It's the church. It's people. Believers in the church. You got churches. I'm the church of XYZ, and that's okay, but they're not the church. They're just people that XYZ people, and they're part of the darkness. All right, but that's not our business to make that judgment. The point of it is that we need to know we are the light. We're the answer. We are the answer to the world. I got to say this. God, forgive me. Forgive me. Our governor, God bless him, not the one God elected, the one that's previous elected, was really upset me. And he said out of his own mouth and said the church was non-essential. Now I'm thinking, of all the things, I mean, I just boiled over that. I really did boil over that. But what does this say? It said, no, the church is essential. In fact, what's going to change the world is the church. So you snap your elected, the church is non-essential. You know, Satan's got a, you know, banner over there like, yahoo, you know, we got this bunch. Anyway, I had to say that. That was probably, should be forgiven. Anyway, but anyway, that was it. So anyway, but God says, we're the light of the world. That's his answer. The answer is the church, wherever we are and stuff like that. Okay. And by the way, let me just say quickly, the message of light. Here's the message of light so we don't go get all confused. The message of light that Jesus shared is, God loves us. What's 3:16 say? For God so loved the world. God loves us, okay? Not you're bad and you're going to hell and you're a sinner. The light is God loves us and we are forgiven, totally forgiven. Everything, past, future, nailed to the cross. We're forgiven. We are accepted. I just want to be accepted. Well, Jesus accepts us. Jesus accepts us. People around us that don't accept us, they're losing out, man. I mean, Jesus accepts us. And then we have eternal life. Now, listen closely. Meaning we have eternal life. You know what that means? We don't die. I mean, it's eternal life. Where does it start and where does it end? We don't die. In fact, Jesus says in John, one place, he goes, you'll never die. And you go, wait a minute. I've been to a few funerals, you know. I've been to a few funerals like that. But we don't understand what it means. When we come to know the Lord, we're born again. I mean, who are you? You know, I do this. You pinch your cheek. Is that who you are? No, it's inside you. That's who you are. And that is what comes to Jesus, and that's what goes to be with Jesus, and that goes to be with Jesus, and we get a new body. We don't die. We just leave this one. Man, I push 73. I mean, there's pieces that, you know, I'm about ready to cut loose from this thing. I mean, oh my gosh. I mean, I didn't know you could have these ailments. Nobody ever told me this ailment. I mean, it's just like, you know, oh my goodness, you know. But it's like, don't worry about it. You know, you won't die. You'll just get rid of the body. And the older you get, you know, that, you know, I'm about ready to check this thing in. I mean, at age 30, I thought, no, I'm doing good. But about now, it's like, this ain't working well at all. Anyway, that's beside the point. So, but again, no, that's what the message knows that that's what the message is. God loves us. God loves us. Bottom line, we are forgiven. Now, we're going to demonstrate this light. Jesus is the light. Disciples is the light. And the people are the light. This is how he chose to share the gospel. And so we're going to demonstrate this right now. And what we're going to do, we're going to have the lighting of the candles. And just a couple of, just a little things you have these candles to remember. The lighted candle, the candle that's lit, is always straight up and down. Don't turn a lighted candle. You burn your hand, burn the paper, drip wax on your pants. Anyway, light a candle, always stand straight up. Always stand straight up. And then when you pass the unlighted candle to light it, you turn the unlighted candle to the side and you put it in the right. And then you set it back up. Then the next person turns yours. Okay, you got that? Another little bit just because you run into something. When you blow the candle out, put your hand behind it. We've had a few that had wax down the back of the person's neck in front of them. You know, just ruin the mood of the demonstration here. Okay, so we good? Okay, so let's walk through this. Let's walk through this demonstration and just think about what we've been talking about. And so just think about how God looked at the world. He looked upon the earth and he saw darkness. He just saw darkness. So what we have here, and again, you just work with this. When God looked down, this is what he saw, spiritual darkness, his creation, spiritual darkness. And he says, what I have to do, I have to bring light. I have to bring light. And he brought Jesus, and Jesus was the light of the world. Now in the world, you have a light. And look, who all can see this? Everybody can see it. But you have one light, the light of the world. And what Jesus did, he got 12 disciples, and he shared the light with them. He even calls them, you are the light of the world. Call them that. And he shared with the disciples. And they individually came to know him. And then, he's told the disciples, and he gave them specific instructions. Go ye into all the world. That's what he told them. And I'm going to summarize it for this. He said, share the light. Share the light. And so the disciples went into the world. Okay, now, I want you to stop, and I want you to look around the room. Now, when God looks down, this is what he sees. He sees light. We are the light of the world. Without us, without the church, there's darkness. The church is essential. Essential. Okay, if everybody would just remain seated and blow out their candles, please.